This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
When you heard the news of Justin Fields' exit, what was the initial sort of feeling you had and the reaction to what the whole thing was?
Honest to goodness, happiness for both parties, for all parties. And by all parties, I mean Ryan Poles, I mean Justin Fields, I mean the Chicago Bears, and the obvious quarterback that will be stepping foot into Halas Hall as the chosen savior of the franchise. But look, Justin Fields has put his body on the line. He's been a tremendous leader. It speaks volumes about his character when you hear his teammates speak about him and you can see their visceral reactions to the news. But I want everybody to understand that Justin's going to a better place. Like, you know, you often say he's gone to a better place, when in reality, the adults in the room know maybe he didn't. But in this case, I think Mike Tomlin is getting somebody who's really a generational athlete and somebody who can mold into an upper echelon quarterback in the NFL. We've all seen it in flashes. And I think just having somebody be able to find more consistency in that, and then obviously having a charter franchise like the Steelers who tend not to screw things up, I think Justin's going to be just fine. And with Russell there, he's a guy that, you know, Justin emulated his game. He right. talked about this coming out. Russell Wilson, as exciting a quarterback and a baseball slash football guy like Justin, there's a lot of comparisons there, except for the size. Justin's just bigger, bigger, faster, stronger. So it's going to be fun to see what Russell reaches down into his pocket and hands to Justin Fields in terms of tutelage, whether he does it intentionally or through the old osmosis thing that tends to happen when good players are around one another. You share each other's bag through film, through meetings. And I think that's what people need to think about first and foremost with Justin Fields. If you love the guy, if you loved what he brought to the program, then you can cheer for him just as hard in Pittsburgh. And, yeah. you know, can you imagine, like, what's the reaction going to be when he does well in Pittsburgh? Because there's going to be people in Chicago celebrating like they won the World Series. And there's going to be people in Pittsburgh saying, my God, we've got a great one here. So well, look, I think for everybody, it's good. And then the clean slate for Ryan Poles to do whatever the hell he wants.
Well, exactly. And Justin, in 2021, it was Jimmy Graham who kind of saw the glimpses of Russell Wilson in Justin, the guy who would be very versed in being able to know what that looked like. And so Justin, look, like, he's not going to sulk. He's going to get in there when he gets back from his European vacation or wherever he is right now, and he's going to get in the offseason program.
He was in Milan. I was just in Italy. You're wasting your time. I'm like, get out in the countryside. You've been in the city, man. You've been dealing with the hustle and bustle. I'm sure he's having a great time. Look, Justin's got a lot of good taste. I like his sense of fashion and style. I'm sure he's having fun in Italy, and probably good to come up for air, some European air,
no doubt,
before you come back stateside.
He'll come back and he'll have a lot on his plate, but he'll give it his best swing. And then we'll see a year from now whether he's staying in Pittsburgh, whether he's getting a new start in free agency as a starter somewhere else. It's going to be fascinating. One of the reasons that we kind of, you and I were texting last week, or more so, I guess it was over Twitter as you were busting my balls, is because there were a lot of people wondering if there was a possibility with Justin Fields not traded in the first wave of free agency, if they would be tempted to keep him in the building and then have that Justin Fields, Caleb Williams combination in the building. You were an advocate for it. I said, I just wouldn't want to deal with the noise. And we went back and forth, and I thought I'd give you your say.
I don't know if I would say that I'm an advocate for it, but I'm an advocate for laying out all the options. Sure. And when all the options aren't on the table, you're not doing yourself due diligence. You're not doing the team due diligence. So as a former Bear and somebody who literally put my body on the line for the franchise, I mean, I want to find out how to maximize the pieces we have in our jewelry case. And we've got a really big piece in there that's shiny and it's versatile, and it still has yet to be buffed out completely. But we know the value of it, which is why guys like me say you hold on to Justin Fields and somebody's going to like, look, everybody, nobody wants to be the first guy to step up and say, I think Justin Fields is a very attractive option, because, you know, you run the risk as a general manager of losing out on being sitting at the cool kids club, and people tend to follow suit. I mean, it happened with Lamar Jackson too, and then he wins the MVP. So I'm not saying Justin Fields is Lamar Jackson, but what I'm saying is this: if somebody has that sort of desperate situation come up, Dan.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's to say that Justin Fields isn't the answer to that question? And now we've moved on from that. So I was laying the groundwork for what could be an option. I wasn't saying this is the best option. I'm glad that he ended up in Pittsburgh, and I think it's going to work as well as it could have worked aside from the comp. So I think it's going to be a fourth, in my opinion, if Justin does end up
doing what
I think he's going
to
do.
My thought there is that Pittsburgh is incentivized to basically give this a 10-game trial with Russell Wilson. And then if they're out of the playoff hunt and they're not going anywhere, then you turn it over to Justin Fields for the last seven, and you try to keep that snap percentage in your favor so that you're only giving up a six instead of a four. And you have control over that if you're the Steelers. Now, injury is going to dictate some of that, and there's a lot of other factors, as you know, that send football seasons in paths that you never expected them to go. And so we'll see. We'll see which direction that goes. You obviously know what the building is like at Halas Hall. You know what the city is like here. And I think in your opening comments, talking about Ryan Poles kind of having that clean slate, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you probably have the same feeling that I have, that he's got a chance today on the first Monday after this trade to just take a deep exhale and go, okay, we're resetting now. We can do so without having to worry about so many different things that we've been worrying about in recent weeks. And now we can just kind of get that deep exhale and reset ourselves.
You know, I understand that we as human beings, we inherit the trauma of our ancestors, whether we like it or not. And as Chicago sports fans, we inherit the trauma of previous regimes and bad decisions, or maybe not hitting the nail on the head in previous years. Well, just like you said, it's like a palate cleanser here for the fan base. I know some people can't get fully over it, and they've still got that trauma that's in the brain a little bit, but the taste hopefully is cleared, and you'll have an opportunity to taste a new dish soon, and that'll be Ryan Poles omakase. He's going to give you a bit of everything, and we've seen it thus far in free agency. We saw it last year with the sweat signing. Jalen Johnson is a Bear moving forward. And I think the fans have wanted this kind of stuff, Dan, and that's what they're getting from him. And God, I the options are so they're so lucrative here outside of the number one pick. And I think it's going to be really fun to watch Ryan Poles leave his legacy and his stamp on this Bears franchise.
So before I pivot forward to kind of a future looking lens here to kind of look at what is going to be next at the quarterback position, I thought you were a good person, and there's a lot of guys in the league that are good people to speak to how cruel and abrupt the ending can be at times. Justin's obviously experiencing that this weekend. The Chicago Bears tenure is over. I remember talking to Brian Urlacher when Lance's career was coming to an end in 2014, and Brian said, listen, like, 1 minute you're chasing Russell Wilson on a routine fourth quarter play, career is over. And so there are very few guys who get to go out on their own terms. There are very few guys that are ready for that sort of cruel and cold slap in the face that your time here is up. And I'm just curious how you can empathize with Justin in that regard, given kind of how things finished for you here in Chicago in 2019.
You know, part of me is very callous to it, but like you said, there's still part of me that's exposed to it emotionally, and I can empathize with Justin. And he's a guy that you watch play, and he plays inspired football. And he's a guy that really cultivates a great energy. He's a fountain of energy to the teammates around him. And you can see by the reactions of his guys how they feel about him. And I and you and everybody loves watching a guy like that. And all we would want is for a guy like that to have a hero's ending, and somewhere a destination that you can have success. And I'm thinking Pittsburgh has a lot of stability, and we need an opportunity to clear our palate. Like I just said, last paragraph, essentially, it's, you know, it's a great opportunity for both parties. And unfortunately for me, I was so beat up by it emotionally, and I was so beat up physically at the end that I just packed my shit and went home. I was just, unfortunately I needed a reset, and I got that, and I got to go work in the media, and it was really cathartic to see things from a different perspective and to understand that my situation, it wasn't unique to me. It's just the nature of the beast. Like you said, I mean, Justin doesn't get closure. Lance Briggs doesn't get closure. I don't get closure.
Cruel. I mean, I remember the day they put you on injured reserve in 2019, and Harry Hiestand said something to the effect of, they all know it doesn't go on forever. And it was just like, holy shit. Like, it's a cruel reality, but that's like, you know, it's jarring to hear that, you know, because it's just like a guy that's dumped everything into a franchise as you did for 7 years. All of a sudden it's just like, oh, well, it doesn't go on forever. Next man up, you know, and that part of the business, I think is probably one that the casual fan doesn't have any sort of appreciation for whatsoever.
Well, I think that one side of the business, and we're going to put a positive spin on this thing, Dan, is that you and I are in the media. So a lot of these people, they don't realize that their contracts are up eventually, and you and I continue to make money on the Chicago Bears because this is what we love, and we're employed to do so. And we get the unique opportunity to talk, be like, I guess, a mouthpiece for the fans and somebody who can help put things in perspective, because I know that while fans are just as smart or smarter than I am, there's certain things that I have a perspective on and you have a perspective on because you see us walking around behind the scenes and you get to interact with us, that I think is unique, and we're lucky to do it. So my positive thing is I get to be part of the Bears forever until my ticker quits. And then, or unless Twitter stops working, because I'm so obsessed with Twitter. And I really owe it all to Twitter or X or whatever the hell we're going to call it, because I've had it since rookie year. And I had so many coaches tell me to get off Twitter. And I had so many run-ins with the people upstairs. And I really stood on business, as the kids would say. And Twitter has ingratiated me with the fans and allowed me to really show my true colors and be myself. And I'm grateful for it.